and you. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamyan. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. It is a minute before 10, and you are listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up at 10 is Chris Andre with Flashpoints at 10:15, and at 11, Stage and Studio will have a special presentation of Dimay Roberts' new documentary, Crossing East, Relations Exploring the Historic Relationship of African Americans and Asian Americans. First, this announcement.
Exploring Asian American and African American relations.
Throughout most of history, Asian Americans and African Americans have not stood up with each other. We need to recognize that those instances when Asians and African Americans and other people of color have risen up together are exceptional moments in U.S. history.
Crossing East Relations, a new one-hour documentary by Dimay Roberts, Tuesday, June 6th at 11 a.m. on KBOO, Portland.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, June 6, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, and your whistleblower radio. Today, also, your Treesit radio. That's right. It's summer, and the time is right for fighting in the trees. It's time to take a stand and defend our forests, because no more EPA. It's up to us if we want to have any chance at all of our green world remaining green. In fact, we are in some serious danger right now. The environment is really up to us to save it, basically. Which brings us immediately to today's weather. Sunny skies, highs around 70, probably higher than that. And for tomorrow night, clear skies and low around 50. Tomorrow, could see some highs around 80. And for tomorrow night, clear skies, lows around 54. That's it for the weather. We're going to be speaking today with Shannon Wilson with the Cascade Forest Defenders out of Eugene, Oregon. Right now, sunshine is up in the trees down there protecting, once again, the Goose Timber Sale area surrounding Mackenzie Bridge is on the chopping block. Oregon, right now, there is a call to attention to thousands of acres of public lands, which the plan is to log that off as fast as possible while no one is looking. And that's always the way in it, that these things happen because of they're in remote places, obviously, and it's easy to get in there with massive machinery. Punch a road through and take all the trees. It's pretty ugly. We're going to speak just momentarily to Shannon Wilson. I recently went down towards McMinnville, and they call it, I think it's like the Forest Beauty Corridor, and it's on the radio all the time. It's like, yes, and enjoy the lovely drive through this Forest Corridor. Do you know what that means? It means that that's referring to the strip, narrow strip of land on either side of the freeway that prevents tourists from seeing the clear cuts behind. Pretty much that's what it's going to look like. Good morning, Shannon. Thank you so much for being with us today. Short notice, of course.
Thank you for having me.
There was a word that I got last night and then this morning that there's a tree set going on, and once again it's around Mackenzie Bridge. This is the goose timber sale. This is on public land, of course. It's the beginning of a real, they're going to clear cut the state of Oregon. They're going to clear cut Cascadia to the hill if they possibly can. Can you talk a little bit about this latest? What's going on down there?
Yes. It's called the Goose Timber Sale, and it's in the Mackenzie Ranger District of the Willamette National Forest. And it's a 2,000-acre timber sale that's been in the works since about 2011. And it's just part of the bigger, there's several projects in the watershed, and we counted up to 8,000 acres of logging that's planned by the Willamette National Forest and the BLM just in the next, two or three years. They plan on logging all this. And, we were like, well, no, this can't happen. This is our Eugene's water supply. They're going to release, hundreds of thousands of tons of carbon into the atmosphere because of the logging, not to mention the carbon that the trees take up over the next, 50 to 100 years will be taken away. And we just, in face of this climate crisis, this is insane to keep on logging public lands, which are the best ways to take up carbon.
We have to put
it for free.
That's the trouble. Somehow a value and has to be put on those lands. That has to be established. We have very strange ways of characterizing money. There's no the trees themselves right now, as far as timber sales are concerned, have no value. And yet all the numbers, the sums that whiz around Wall Street, that has nothing behind it either. It's just that people believe in that, and they don't believe in the value of the trees unless they're cut down. Then all of a sudden, as soon as the trees are dead, as soon as they have no value, they have value. That makes very little sense to me. No one's ever been able to explain that to me, the way the way value is ascribed to entities. I want to ask you, though, about the sale and stopping it. This, I think now we're in the age of the Trump regime. Courts and lawyers also may have no value, and it's only what we citizens, forest defenders, do that has any effect. Why the tree sit? Why not some other form of protest or action?
Well, we did have a tree sit back in the goose sale in 2012, and we got a couple of different nonprofit groups, forest protection groups, to file a lawsuit after our tree sit. So we thought, maybe this will stop it for a while or maybe permanently. But no, the Forest Service came back and actually increased the number of acres that they were going to log after they did, the environmental impact statement. So now we're back to throwing up a tree sit, and say, no way, you can't log our watershed, you can't destroy our water and our climate. And so, it's like, for years and years, I feel like direct action is the only way that things actually change. You have to put up so much pressure on these agencies all the way up to the top, to the White House, and we've done that before, during the Clinton administration, we had to put pressure on Clinton and Al Gore to stop logging back in the 90s. You know, it's the same again. You know, we're still fighting the same fight. And, you know, the eye on the prize is we need to end logging on public lands across the nation, you know. And these forests are basically the best way to mitigate the climate crisis. And they could do it, you know, almost overnight, you know, because they're federally and publicly owned land.
Sure. All it means is it's a lot easier to stop this business than to start it. Just bringing the whole timber industry to a halt is probably our only way out of the climate crisis that we've got ourselves into. And a tree sit has two ways of accomplishing that. One is drawing public attention to the need to stand up and defend forests, and the other is, of course, to literally defend forests. It couldn't be simpler. It just means people need to get out there and participate in the action and talk about it and get the word out and shout it from the rooftops. Is there anything else that you would like to add to that, Shannon? What would you say the most important...
I'm with Cascadia Forest Defenders, and we're Eugene-based. And, you know, we need support from people from wherever, whoever hears this, you know, get a hold of us through our website. And, if you can't leave your watershed, well, look at defending your forest in your own watershed and starting up your own campaign. Because, I mean, there's logging going all over the state, all over the region, especially in Oregon. The logging is the heaviest of anywhere that I know of in the United States. It's in Oregon. And it's just insane that they're destroying our forest and our climate through this logging.
And Pruitt says that's the game and that's what's going forward. That is the intent of the administration, is to log as much as possible, while at the same time saying, oh yes, even though they're pulling out of the Paris Agreement, that they're still going to they get it, and that they're going to uphold their end of defending, especially since China now has decided they're going to take up the slack. U.S. says, oh no, we're really in, we're just going to do it our own way. Well, come on. More and more we see words count for either nothing whatsoever or something altogether different from what we have collectively understood words to mean. And that's simply another way to characterize the type of lies coming from the White House right now. So we can't trust that. Is the EPA, will the EPA be able to play any role at all in defending watersheds, defending our water, our air, our soil? Will they be able to function?
No, it's going to be up to us to protect our own watersheds and everything that we depend on for our survival. It's about survival of our species, of the whole biosphere. And it's up to us, up to people to step up and say, no, no more. We've gone too far already. We have to reverse this.
There is nothing more important than this right now. This is the issue. The survival of planet Earth is, in my opinion, is all that matters right now. So Shannon, thank you so much. Shannon Wilson with Cascade Forest Defenders out of Eugene, Oregon, down there waiting for you to join them and standing up for your watershed, your air, your water, your planet. It is now or never. We don't get a second chance. We don't get it. Thanks again for that. Just a couple of other things. We are going to be trying to get the wonderful people down in Los Angeles who are working incredibly hard right now to stop further militarization of the LAPD, which is sort of trying to get its little hooks on drones, militarized drones, weaponized, very likely weaponized drones. Right now they say they're not weaponized, but oh, come on. When's any police department ever voluntarily decided not to weaponize anything? Probably the toilet paper in the loo down there is weaponized. That's a scary thought. We are going to be speaking with activists down in Los Angeles who are working, again, day and night to stop the police from using drones. So far, they've tested drones over what part of Los Angeles? What part? Okay, wait for it. That's right, you got it, Compton. Sure, that's where they're going to be trying this out. So, we'll see about that, right? And the activists are going to join us very soon, probably tomorrow if we can arrange it. And Donald Trump's war on journalism continues unabated. I have other notes. Few Americans support Trump's decision to leave the... Let's see. I have too many other notes to even begin to address these points before we have to go out. But right now the message is it's really up to us. Just 1 hour after Donald Trump announced that he was withdrawing from the global climate agreement, the French president Emmanuel Macron offered refuge in France to American climate scientists. This has been Air Cascadia for Tuesday, June 6, 2017. Judy Feistel ended the show for us today. Thanks, Judy. Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks, Derek. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.